USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden's Supreme Court of the United States nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson, will be questioned by lawmakers today in Washington.
Justice Breyer, the members of the Senate will decide if I fill your seat, but please know that I could never fill your shoes.
Theoretically, based on numbers, the Democrats could put Jackson through to the Supreme Court without any Republican support. It appears many on Capitol Hill want to hear Jackson before the Senate Judiciary Committee before making a decision on her nomination. A China Eastern 737 passenger jet carrying 132 people crashed in southern China on Monday. China's equivalent to the FAA said it has been confirmed that this flight has crashed, adding that it had activated its emergency response and dispatched a working group to the scene. The plane was carrying 123 passengers and 9 flight crew members. USA Radio News.
It's time to pump up the volume and get your story published as an audiobook. Audiobooks give your readers a way to rediscover your book in a new format. Plus, you'll generate new readers and fans who love the storytelling format of an audiobook. Audiobooks are the fastest growing trend in the publishing industry because your readers have an active life. They're multitaskers. They appreciate strong storytelling and they can enjoy your audiobook anywhere. It's time to bolster your book sales with Audiobook Network. With an audiobook, you'll earn more profits.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.